Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a break from this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our solo patron, Cavett, and our nomad patrons, DeadDog47, Evie from HR, Clingster, Nunta9, Remington Cloutier, and Rick Haberlin. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. Now strap yourself in, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the episode.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I am your host and referee, Aaron. Joining me, per usual, are these fuck faces. Starting with Daniel.
Daniel, I play the solo known as Sharpshot. I carry a sniper rifle, like to use that as my main weapon, and he just ate.
I'm Octane, and I play the character Ariel. Oh, I'm Ariel, and I play the character Octane, the nomad driver who will eat all of the ramen and don't care what Sharpshot says.
Yes, Soba.
Oh, my God.
What can you say when we bring real life into it?
Toasty, save me.
Why would I ever do anything for you? But I'm Toasty, and I play Mono, the techie who definitely eats her own weight in ramen. And her weight is significant.
Oh, my God.
She's a big girl. She got to eat a lot.
Aaron, before we introduce Seven, we need...
Before we introduce Seven, he's ruining it.
No, because of this, we need to go to the Soba place again.
Soba.
With Mono.
Just nudes.
With Mono. I know what the sharp chef's going to say. Just anyways.
So joining us again is our lovely, lovely, lovely cyber psycho, Seven Blades. So glad you're here. Please save me.
Hey, everybody. I'm fuckface number four. I play Seven, who plays Dagan, the number one daddy from Night City.
Big daddy.
He brought the milk.
He brings back the milk.
And also Robin.
Oh, fuck you.
It's a weird combination, but you know, Night City.
God damn it. Anyway, so where we last left off, you guys had entered a race, middle of the race, and you came upon your friend Noss's vehicle in the middle of the race, after doing some daring and death-defying leaps and bounds. However, when coming upon the vehicle, the dock was the only one found by none other than Octane. He suffered a severe chest wound, and you pulled him into the vehicle. Right now, Dagon and Mono are trying to perform emergency care on the dock, while Octane is trying to still win this race. You get to a four-way intersection, and three cars burst out of nowhere right behind you. They've clearly cheated their way to this point. And that's where we'll pick up. Octane, you are full throttle on this straightaway. These three cars are high on your ass. And Mono and Dagon, you are currently still trying your damnedest to pull him back to the life of to the land of the living. So that's where we'll pick up.
So they're behind me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pushing that little red button that Firefox put in my car. The virus bomb.
Oh.
That yeah. I completely forgot about until I edited that episode. Yeah.
So you're pushing the little red button?
Pushing the red button.
All right. So you drop the bomb out the back end of this vehicle. The little Betsy.
Betsy pooped out a bomb.
So as the bomb drops out the rear and it bounces a couple times and rolls under the first of the three vehicles and explodes. But it doesn't actually cause an explosion. It just causes a pulse. So anybody who has any sort of neural wear needs to make me a cyber tech check right now.
Is that one total? Or one for each?
One total.
Okay.
So I believe I got a 6.
Total?
I don't have cybertech. It's not a normal one that you have. Like, Toasty would potentially have it, but
you still get the stat.
Yeah, I have a 4 and I rolled a 2. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck.
I can only max out at 14. Unless if I roll a 10, but...
Well, fuck.
You completely counterbalance the very low roll of 6. I believe that is a 30 for me.
I'm taking some atosis.
I have a 25.
25. Okay, so you two have saved, no problems. You literally just had to get a fucking 10, Daniel.
Yeah, but if
I made it so simple.
Just deactivating the cyberware that it's affected, it's not going to affect me because
yeah, that's all
it's to connect to a smart gun and stuff like that. I have it for that.
Oh, well, fuck it.
But yeah, I don't use a smart gun.
So if you failed, all of your neuralware is ceased. It's done. That is the virus. It 100% destroys it. So, that being said, Ariel, you do have to make one check.
Okay, for what?
The car itself. Because there is a Neuralink to the gun that's been installed onto your car. So you can fire this thing via Neuralink.
13.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. So the bomb goes off. I need to make some saving throws for our lovely, lovely little assholes in the back. Nope. So two out of the three vehicles immediately just brake seize up. Well, the first vehicle's brake seize up. And it... The second one in the line just smashes into the ass end of this thing and both go up in flames. The third vehicle, however, whizzes around past them and you can tell that its movements are jerky, but it's still, they're still coming up on your ass.
Took care of two of them, guys.
So, however, Mono and Dagon, I need you guys to roll me another first aid.
Okay. Is it
you making the roll this?
What's your mod for it?
6 and 4.
I have 8 and 2, so it doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. I did not do great last time. I'm gonna put it. You know what? I'll put the pressure on you.
Ah, sweet. So I'm rolling with.
You got luck. You also got luck.
Mono's just putting pressure where she needs to put it. As directed by Dagon at this point.
So, you know what? The game usually says give a bonus dice, but I'm actually going to do some D&D rules here, and I'm going to fucking say, advantage roll here. I'm the ref. I can do what I want.
I'm gonna use. I already made the roll, so I can't use the luck. You got to use luck before you make the roll, right?
Mm-hmm. 17 is actually pretty good. This professional level. So you've managed to stabilize the wound now. No longer is it gushing out blood. He's not going to die from bleeding out. The problem you have now is you both know that if you don't do something to get, if your surgery doesn't start soon, he's not going to make it past another hour because he's going to die from internal bleeding.
And probably also, like, because he was shot, correct?
Yep.
There's probably a bullet still. Is there an exit wound? I don't know if we.
There is no exit wound.
Okay, yeah, there's definitely still a bullet in him then, so.
Well, I got this superheated knife.
That will do nothing for the internal bleeding, but.
You'll cauterize the wound.
You might. Could pry out the bullet. It's sterile. It's superheated.
Yeah.
So, Octane, you're driving along. No matter what this car is doing behind you, they can't catch up. You pedal to the metal, and it seems like they catch up for a bit, and then they start to drop back. Like, the car starts to shake, and they drop back. So you can tell you've done something to the vehicle or the driver. One of the two. They can't catch up to you. There's no way.
I'm sitting here thinking, we need to fucking lacerate.
Speaking of his replacement, can I fire backwards at these guys with my sniper rifle?
You can. You'll have to go out the window, or you'll have to go out the sniper hat or the.
No, because I don't want to climb in the back seat. There's already three people back there.
Yeah, you ain't getting back there. It's gonna be.
Let me just.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Guy laying
with
down
with Mono's legs in the way.
Yeah,
I don't want to put my knee on somebody's chest.
You should just put your knee on Mono's leg since it's clearly up front with you guys.
That's stabilization. I will poke my body out
the window. Okay.
Because I think we determined there was some type of seatbelt, but I mostly wrap it around myself to keep myself in. I don't think it's like official.
Yeah, the driver's seat and the passenger seat have seatbelts. The back seat does not.
No safety belt for you.
So I'm kind of wrapped in there. And then I'm going to lean out, and I think I'm going to use an AP round because that's what's loaded. I will fire a tire area of the car, or try to hit a front tire.
Okay.
Since it's facing us, because my tendency to get through windshield has been lacking lately.
Well, let me ask this question. Octane, how fast do you have this thing going?
I can't remember what I said last episode. I think I said like 180 or 150 or around that area.
Yeah, because I know she wasn't maxing it, but she wasn't wanting to push it too far past its limit.
Straightaway's got a little ways to go, too.
Yeah, because I wanted to be able to, I say this like, you know, going 150 or 180, I'd be able to fastly, you know, stop. But I'm also, you know, me and not a nomad driver.
Yeah.
So I was thinking around that because then if I see something, I have enough time to avoid it.
You know, according to the GPS, in 3 miles, you're going to turn right and that's going to be the finish line. You'll be going back to an underground. It looks like it'll be going to an underground parking garage again.
I'm going to look over to Sharpshot, who's like hanging out of the window. I got grenades in my pocket.
It'd be funny if I could fire a bullet with grenade attached. I know it doesn't work that way, but that would be great.
That works. You know how that works? You blow up.
No, it's the first time for everything.
Okay.
A lot of tape.
I'm going to need you to make a DV40 check on that.
And if I make it?
You can have it.
No, I'm not going to try that. Though, depending on how far away is the car compared to us?
You, compared to where you are right now, it's sitting at about 100 yards. Like, they're hitting 50 and then dropping back to 100. Like, they are inconsistent. So anywhere between, I'd say, 50 and 100 is where you're at right now.
Didn't you pick up, like, a handheld railgun from that one fight with hero?
Well, I have that sniper rifle, but I think the railgun counts as
heavy
exotic
weapon.
Yeah, exotic weapon. Because I only have shoulder arms.
Ah.
So I'd be firing basically with disadvantage.
Your heavy gunner is holding pressure on a dying man.
We both are.
Yep.
So if from the distance we are, grenades have the general, like, what, 4 second delay, roughly?
Mm-hmm.
How, being a, like, the character that I am, if I were to drop a grenade or more out the window, is there sufficient time to the other car to catch up before, or would it be a premature explosion or after? Like, can I?
If you were to drop a grenade out the window,
yeah.
If you dropped it right, it would hit them and blow up underneath their car, more likely. The delay isn't what you're concerned about.
It's just accuracy.
It's the accuracy.
Well, I just wanted to make sure if I threw it out there, it wasn't going to be either premature or too late.
If you throw it when they're dropped back to their, I'd say right around the 75, anywhere from 55 to 75 meter range, it's probably going to explode right under their car. If you drop it when they're at 50, it'll explode right in front of them. It'll still cause damage, but not as much. And if you drop it while they're at the 100-yard range, it'll blow up right at their ass end. It'll still do damage, but again, not as much.
Okay.
So you're looking for that sweet spot.
Yeah. So I'm going to gauge that. How are your grenades in there, Ariel, for Octane? Or is it like are they grouped together, or like they individually done? Like, if I did it, would I be like a bouquet of grenades that I would throw out there?
I think they're just individual.
She does have the bomb in the back.
Yeah, but that's in the back, isn't it? or in the back with Toasty.
It's the back. Yeah, you'd have to climb. She's almost got like a Humvee setup where you'd have to climb over them to get to the grenades and stuff.
No, that sounds like a lot of work.
I also have like rocket launchers and shit. Like, I have a lot of shit.
Well, I guess so. What I'll do then is, she said that she had grenades, so I will grab one of these grenades and try and gauge that time frame, that proper time frame to drop one, because as soon as it's done, then I'm going to prep myself to fire with a sniper rifle, but I know I can't, you know, do the same round. But that way, if the grenade doesn't finish him off, I'm ready to then try and fight him with that.
Okay.
So what do you want me to do? Athletics to gauge it right?
Yep.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Throw this grenade out there. Hopefully I roll the dice on the thing. You know what? And just because I'm going to use all my luck.
Okay.
27.
What would you have got? Just curious, without your luck.
22.
Yeah, you would have made it either way.
Well, yeah, but I was like, you know what? I would rather use that for the grenade than the sniper.
That's rifle. Okay. So you've gauged it. You know exactly how to time it. You throw the grenade. It bounces. One, two, and then rolls, bounces right underneath the car and explodes mid-cabin, causing a explosion of shrapnel directly out of the center of the vehicle up into the air, and the entire cab catches fire. Because you didn't decide which grenade to throw, you just grabbed one of them. You threw one of the thermal grenades. So it melted straight through the cab and has basically killed everyone in that car.
Oh, how many people?
I need Octane to roll perception.
How many people were in that car?
He used to.
I don't. I mean,
oh my god, there was at least five.
Okay, I'm gonna write down five people.
Sounds like Vin Diesel wasn't in that car.
It was not family.
Family.
21.
So, right before the car blows up, you catch a glimpse of the logo that's on the front. It is other than Clio's logo. And the whole car goes up in smoke.
Hey, Mono.
Yeah.
That was one of Clio's cars. Whoops.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I'll vouch for you. You weren't here. That was on me.
Fucking here.
I'm just going to keep going.
Okay. So as you're trucking along, I need you to roll me another drive auto check. You're coming to the turn. You need to decide whether you're going to slow down, speed up. This is to determine how well you take this corner.
32.
Are you going to slow down or speed up? Or stay the same speed?
I'll slow a little bit. Not like drastic, but I'll slow a little bit.
So you take the corner, you drift through it like a pro, and you ride into the garage. When you get here, your car stops itself. Everybody is lurched forward. All the doors open up, and on the GPS signal you have, it says run to the destination.
Where's the destination? Does it have it?
It has it on the GPS. It is, you can look forward as well, and there is a case. It is an abandoned, empty parking lot, and there is just a single case, large case, sitting in the middle of this parking lot.
All right. You guys stay in the car. I'm going to run and get that shit.
Okay, so you book it towards the case, and when you get there, it asks for the code from the GPS.
Did I see a code when I was looking at it?
No.
What the fuck?
Did you take the GPS with you when you left the vehicle?
Yeah, if I was able to take it.
Yeah, it was mounted, so you could just...
Yeah, I'm going to look.
Okay, so as you get there, a four-digit code prompts, 3562.
3562.
So as it opens, your GPS cuts off. Inside is a cred stick and a chip.
Well, that's going in my pocket.
So the cred stick, it doesn't have anything written on it. You can tell it's a cred stick. It looks like this is potentially your guys' winnings.
Okay. I'm going to check it out later when when we're safe.
So as you pocket the cred stick and you shut the case.
And the chip.
And you get the chip, yeah. You shut the case. And you see a door open from the other side of the parking garage. Standing there, beaten and tied, is Nos. And there is a shadowy figure standing next to him. And that's where we're going to end this episode. So thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jambas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.